Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. And as we are wont to do in the last 15 minutes or so of our morning hours, we're going to do a little worldview watch, try to sharpen your mind to prepare for understanding what you see out there in the world. Our guest today on Friday, as always, Pastor Warren Worth, talking about creation and how, well, the scientific community is maybe not always being honest with us. And welcome, Pastor Worth.
Good to be with you once again, my brother.
Absolutely. So you threw an article at me. I think it's quite fascinating from the Federalist here, titled "Why New York Times Hid the Numbers for the Hottest Year on Record." And if I can just say, the gist of the article is that both the New York Times and NASA have kind of fudged the numbers or hidden the numbers about how hot it got from one year to the next by using comparisons that are almost half a century old rather than just sticking with the recent years. And it makes you wonder, are they trying to make up the science a little bit? Yeah? Thoughts on that?
Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. Usually on Friday, we're talking about creation versus evolution, so it might seem strange that we're going in a different direction today, talking about climate change. But there's a lot of similarities here. And let me just kind of quick summarize some of those things, and then we'll look at some particular points in the article that we are going to look at from the Federalist. First of all, when you're talking about climate change, or global warming, as it was called the day before yesterday, you have to consider that just like with the creation-evolution debate, there's fact and there's interpretation. And when you get articles, you want to say, what's fact versus what's interpretation? What's hype? What's hysteria? What's doomsday exaggeration based on very little hard data? Then when you get further into the discussion, you want to talk about causes. How much of climate change is totally natural, that man has zero control over, versus what's man-made and maybe man could or could not do something about it? Then you want to talk about effects. If the climate is changing, is it all bad? Is it really as bad as they say it's going to be? Are we doomed? Is humanity destroying planet Earth? Or is some of this climate change actually good and beneficial and actually helping people? And then finally, what can or should we do about this? And I guess as Christians, we want to look at this is, what does the Bible say? Does God's word speak to this at all? And is the religion of the Bible, Christianity, actually at odds with environmentalism as a religion, as a politically correct dogma that actually is very much tied into an evolutionary view of the earth rather than a biblical view that God is the creator and we are stewards of his creation and that the world was created for our benefit, that mankind is not an invasive species, as it were, that is destroying things, but rather God intends us to be good stewards of his world, which doesn't mean that we should destroy it and be abusive, but rather that we should use it for the purposes which God himself intended. So those are all some things we can consider as time permits here.
Well, you got three issues there, and they're all really important ones, Pastor Worth. You got what are the actual facts? You got, what is this environmentalism / religion that seems to believe that humans are an invasive species that need to really be minimized or destroyed? And you got, if and when we find out that the world actually is falling apart, like volcanoes exploding everywhere and a comet headed our way, as Christians, does that mean it's time to panic? Or can we just kind of know what God has said about the end of the world?
Lift up our heads, our redemption draws near.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, let's start at the beginning here with the fact versus interpretation, because that's really what the Federalist article is about. The Federalist article was posted on January 18th, 2017 by Robert Trzezinski, who has actually written on this subject many times. If you go to the Federalist, you can find many articles that he's written on this. And he's got a basic theme, which is to say that the whole climate change scare tactics that are out there is not good science, and yet it gets drummed up by the mainstream media, and we're supposed to look at what they say, believe the headlines, believe the scientific consensus, and not look at hard science and numbers. And that's basically his point. He says, you know, mathematics is a language of science, which is a way of saying that science is quantitative. It's moved forward by numbers and measurements, not just by qualitative observations. It seems hot out is not science. Giving a specific temperature measured by a specific process at a specific time compared to other systematically gathered measurements, that is science. So when you read an article claiming that for the third year in a row, last year was the hottest year on record, you might expect that right up front you would get numbers, measurements, and a statistical margin of error. You know, science stuff, numbers, quantities, mathematics, and you would be wrong. The author, Robert Trzynski, went through the New York Times report that was entitled Earth Sets Temperature Record for the Third Straight Year. And he said the number of relevant numbers in this article is zero. And then he goes through and explains that, you know, what's going on in journalism these days is that journalists, instead of digging, they accept a press release from a scientific organization that has an agenda to push the story of climate change and man-made climate change. And they just report it as fact and saying the scientists tell us this without digging and saying, well, how do you know what you know? And this reporter actually did a little digging and did more searching to say, well, what are the actual numbers? And so what he came up with when he searched is that in the UK newspaper, The Independent, he could find a little bit more. It says this puts 2016 only nominally ahead of the year 2017 by just 0.01 degrees centigrade. That's within the 0.1 centigrade margin of error. Do you get that?
You know, yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. So margin of error, that means effectively we could be wrong about this, right? So there's a very small
really
movement
wrong.
but you know, it's within the it's like how do I say it with not using math terms.
Well, he uses a good analogy. He says compare this to sports, and he said, and this is mathematically a comparison. He says it's like saying you're watching a football game and the football is now on the 10-yard line, give or take 100 yards.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly the comparison here. So when they're saying, oh dear, the world is getting hotter and hotter, well, we think it could be hotter by 0.01 degrees centigrade, which is within a 0.1 degrees centigrade margin of error. And that is for 3 years in a row. So basically, well, if you're really wanting to put this in the proper perspective, it would say it appears that Earth's...
Oh. Sounds like we just lost him there, and well, I'll see if I can finish his thought for him. It appears that Earth's temperature for 3 years in a row has moved about, well, 1 yard on the football field, and you know, there's many, many, many football fields in terms of how we're judging this, but we could be wrong by the length of a football field. So maybe it's a whole football field in the wrong direction, which is to say, there is no clear and developed heating process absolutely taking over the planet. There are a number I'm having to kind of pull out here, but there's a number of other pieces of news that you don't hear about. Things about the polar ice caps NASA released this year are actually extending, not receding. So you see a picture of a polar bear swimming for fish. That's actually good for the polar bear. When it's all frozen over, he can't get to the fish. So, you know, you got to understand and ask why. Why is one agenda always being pushed and not an actual conversation? Why is there not a dialogue and a debate amongst the scientific community about what the facts mean? Instead, you see them obscuring the facts in order to push an agenda, which, interestingly enough, has some big business and political ties to it. And then you're told, don't think, don't ask questions, listen to what we say. And that's maybe the biggest piece in all of this here. Is whenever you have a mass media organization of any kind, or a government controlling a mass media organization of every kind, any kind, or a secret service, a secret police, say the CIA, a group like that of any kind, saying, trust us, we can't tell you the facts, but you should just listen to what we say. Well, in the history of the world, it's never really gone well for people who kind of sat down and said, oh, sure, you know, do whatever you think is right for the country. Those were the actions that the major communist parties and the major socialist parties of the 1950s that led to the murders of millions and millions of people. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here, but I'm saying that you, Christian, you got to guard your heart and your mind. And you can't just take every little trend that comes running down the pipe and say, well, they have our best interest in mind. I mean, do you believe in original sin or not? Because original sin would teach you to know that all men are liars, right? So we don't give the benefit of the doubt to the truth-telling of, well, anybody, frankly, even yourself. You challenge yourself based on what the scriptures say. And when you have a pagan world, as you do out there now, whether you know it or not, it's a pagan world. It's an unbelieving world. When you have them out there spouting doctrines of men, spouting religions of nature, in which they really do believe that the earth and the world is more important than, say, the life of a poor baby who just need some coal power and running water to survive. When they really believe that the baby should die so that the earth may live. Well, this is a different religious perspective. It's a different religion. And it's not that we don't want to care. I mean, Pastor Wirth said it very well. It's not that we don't want to care for the planet. I recycle. In fact, I was laughing with my wife. We put out more recycling than we throw away trash. It's incredible. We need two bins. That's great. Even though I continually hear from various sources, it may not be as efficient as it is. It maybe actually costs more than just putting in a landfill. Whatever. I recycle because I think it's a good thing to do. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with saving the whales. Nothing wrong with preserving species, right? Even though they're too weak to survive, you would think the atheists wouldn't want to preserve them. The point is not to be caught up in the zeitgeist of history. That's a German word, meaning the kind of the wave that comes and it passes through a civilization or a society and it changes everything. Don't be caught in the zeitgeist of the present moment. Question it, test the spirits, discern truth. And how? Well, Pastor Wirth would remind us, well, according to the scriptures, according to what Jesus has surely said, that we would, even if we were to see flaming worlds crashing down around us, we would lift up our eyes and know this world is going to roll up like a garment, but our Lord is going to return in that twinkling of an eye, taking us all to be with him. That's what he's prepared us for. That's what he's saved us for. It's what we should expect. There is nothing to fear in this present age. It is a time to be wise, for the days are evil, and to put your hope not in the present, but in the one who is soon to come. Even your Lord, Jesus Christ, may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but one way or the other, I look forward to waking up with you in the morning. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We got weather, then morning prayer right after that.